You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has accused Labor of wanting to keep workers in their place after the opposition rejected much of the government's personal income tax package. Mr. Turnbull has launched a tirade against the opposition, prompted by Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek's comments to Sky News that his views on aspiration mystify her.
Honestly, this aspiration term, it mystifies me. As if someone on $40,000 a year isn't going to want to earn $100,000 a year because they're going to pay a bit more tax. They're going to get a lot more income. They're going to pay a bit more tax. I think it's just an excuse and a cover for a government that is determined to give the biggest tax cuts to people like them.
Mr. Turnbull has accused Labor of wanting to end enterprise.
How out of touch do you have to be mystified by aspiration? How smug in your big government salaries do you have to say you're mystified by aspiration?
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten was quick to fire back.
So under this Prime Minister, should a 60-year-old aged care worker from Burnie aspire to be an investment banker from Rose Bay just so instead of their $10 a week tax cut from the Prime Minister, they can get the Prime Minister's $7,000 a year tax cut for investment bankers?
But Mr. Turnbull says Mr. Shorten is not in any position to talk about average workers.
I've seen a lot of wealthy people in my days, and I've never seen anybody more sycophantic in the presence of a billionaire than a Labor politician, and none more so than this sycophant, this groveller, this man who abandoned workers while he tucked his knees under the Pratt's table and sucked up to Dick Pratt right up until the time when it was no longer useful for him to do it. No integrity, no consistency, no loyalty.
Ahead of a Senate debate this week, the Labor caucus unanimously agreed to support only the tax reduction starting on July the 1st out of the government's seven-year multi-stage tax package. That involves a new low and middle income tax offset worth up to $530 for individuals and an increase in the top threshold of the 32.5% tax bracket from $87,000 to $90,000. The opposition will not support further reductions due in 2022 and 2024. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says his party's position is the responsible one.
We're providing better and fairer tax relief for 10 million Australians, but we're also providing a more responsible budget repair approach. Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull may have thrown budget repair out the window. We have not. We are prepared to take our plans to the Australian people at by-elections or a general election. And the Labor Party's position will be, bring this debate on.
While the Greens support attempts to split the government's tax cuts, they plan to vote against them regardless whether the bill is amended. Without the support of Labor and the Greens, the government could still get the cuts passed with the help from Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party or Independent Senator Tim Storer. Crossbench senators continue to publicly state their positions as the government works to secure their support. Senator Darren Hinch has told Radio 3AW he'll back the entire package.
I've told the government I'll vote for them with no strings attached, no deal, no horse trading. All three stages should go through, and Labor should vote them through too.
Next week, the Senate will resume debate on the rest of the government's 10-year business tax plan. It would reduce the corporate tax rate from 30 to 25%. The government fell two votes short of passage in April, and since then, Pauline Hanson has reneged on an agreement to support the package. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.